The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God with The Way It Ought to Be program. Common sense should tell us not to spend money we don't have. Common sense should also tell us to obey our Maker, His spiritual laws, His financial laws, His health laws, and to live by His word. Sometimes we have to wonder if we have any common sense left in our nation or in the world for that matter. God said if we turned our back on Him and His word that we would have confusion of heart, and that's exactly the way we act. And that's exactly what has happened. We're all confused. Notice what God has to say, going back to Deuteronomy 15, verse 2. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. God is telling us how to operate in the black. That would keep an individual and a nation debt-free. God is pretty smart. He made this law so we would not get bogged down financially and drowned in debt. How many people in our nation and other nations as well would welcome this law if it would be instituted today? You may be one of them. But the truth is, 99% of all people alive today in our nation and around the world don't even know about this law of forgiving debt every 7 years. And if they did, they would not obey it, because, as I've said so many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, we think we're smarter than God. Well, in the end, we will finally learn that we aren't. God always called Israel a stubborn, stiff-necked, and a rebellious people. Now, we won't listen to the one who made us, and just look at the mess we are in, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and above all, morally and spiritually. Our morals have caused so many evils that we can't even count them. My friends, as severe as our problems are, in March 2009, I'm dating this so that you will remember this broadcast, especially our economical woes. They will seem like a picnic to what is coming on our nation in the near future, unless we repent and begin obeying our God. And it isn't likely that we are going to do that. You can take this statement to the bank, for it is God's word. You can read it for yourself in many places in the Bible. Continuing here in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 15, God said it is called the Lord's release. Well, now that must be very important, and indeed it is. So are all His laws. But it seems so easy for stubborn, rebellious people to ignore the word of God. Continuing here in Deuteronomy 15, verses 3 through 5, of a foreigner you may require it, but your hand shall release what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you. For the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, only if you carefully obey the voice of the Eternal your God, to observe with care all these commandments which I command you today. God said there just might not be any poor in our land, but on the condition that we take care to carefully obey all the commandments of God. Notice verse 6 here. The Lord your God will bless you, just as He promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. Up until 25, 30 years ago, we, America, were the biggest lender nation by far on the face of the earth. But for many years, we have been and are now the greatest creditor nation on earth, just as God said we would be in the latter days. Notice what God said in Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now, we might want to ask, are we becoming servants of other nations that's lending to us, buying our bonds, and investing in America, as well as buying many assets in America? Notice what God had to say 3,500 years ago to the nation of Israel, His chosen people, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, beginning in verse 43, and we'll get to that just in a second. You need to realize ancient Israel were our ancestors. and that this was a prophecy for them and for us today, especially the United States and the British people. Much of this prophecy did happen to ancient Israel, but it is a dual prophecy, beginning now in chapter 28, verse 43 of Deuteronomy. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. And you need to realize, as I said, that ancient Israel were our ancestors, and this was a prophecy for them and for us today, especially the United States and the British people. Much of this prophecy did happen to ancient Israel, but it is a dual prophecy, a former fulfillment that did happen to the nations of Israel and is happening to modern Israel, especially the United States and the British people today, and will continue unless we repent and turn to our God, all because we haven't thought it necessary to obey the laws of God. We think we aren't held accountable or responsible for our problems, which we have brought on ourselves because we have ignored the instruction book God gave mankind. We don't understand why we're having so many problems. Why is that? Why is it that we don't understand what has caused our problems? Well, it's because we don't know the Word of God. And it's very evident that we don't want to know or live by God's Word. We live our way of darkness and the shirking of responsibility for what has happened and for what we do. Christ hit the nail on the head in the book of John, chapter 3, beginning verse 19. He said, and I quote, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." We don't want to admit that we, America, love evil as a way of life, but that's what Christ said in this passage. He said the world loved evil, and we still do, and that includes the United States of America. Look at the fruits we have borne. We, America, haven't come to these many problems by living in the light of God's Word. Yes, by turning our back on God's Word and following Satan, his way of get. Continuing here in verse 20, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." Christ said if you practice evil, that is, if you make that your way of life, and remember, that is Satan's way, it is because you hate the light, God's Word, the truth which is the path to a good life. We don't want to know why so many evils have come on us. We don't want our way exposed because we don't want to change. As severe as our problems are, they aren't severe enough to make us want to admit that our way is wrong and that it is our way, the way that seems right to the carnal mind, that has brought all these evils on us as a nation and as an individual. John 3, verse 21 continues, "But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." How many live by the truth, God's Word? If you are one of the very few that do, then you want to see self and change, for you realize your way is wrong. Notice again, back in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, beginning in verse 43 again, "The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." God said that this would happen, and he's talking to the United States and the British people, the main two tribes of Israel, speaking to Joseph, mainly, that received the birthright blessings. Said, "He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." Now, God said that would happen because we would turn our back on our Maker. And my friends, that is happening. You should be able to see this in the process right before your eyes. Verse 45, "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you." God said we would come to the point that not only that we would be living under curses, but that they would overtake us. In other words, they would overwhelm us. They would get the best of us because we wouldn't know how to wiggle out anymore. "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed." God says that our nation is going to be destroyed. My friends, you need to perk up your ears and listen to this. This is the Word of God, and it is an end time prophecy for Israel. Because you did not obey the voice of the Eternal, your God, to keep His commandments and His statutes which He commanded you. God tells us why the curses have come on us and are overtaking us, but we want to deny that. We don't intend to hold ourselves accountable and responsible for bringing the evils on us. We like to pass the buck, blame someone else, and as I stated earlier in this series of programs, it all started in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Adam blamed Eve. Now it would make you wonder if the pre-flood world didn't come to the point of blaming God for all the evils in that world. How close are we to that mindset today? This nation will not wake up and repent today, but God will see to it before He quits punishing us that we will repent. God also says there will be few left of the house of Israel before we do. He states this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, beginning in verse 62. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Verse 23, and it shall be that just as the Eternal rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked off the land from which you go to possess. God says it's going to happen, my friends. And that's God's word, and it is going to happen unless we repent. It happened to ancient Israel, and it is going to happen to modern Israel, the United States, and the British people. We as a nation will not repent and turn to our Maker until we see our strength is gone. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, beginning in verse 7, notice what it has to say. For thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. An end-time prophecy, my friends. God said we would be left few in number. And God says here, and this is the time setting that Christ returned to this earth. O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel, the few that are left. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child. Together a great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping. Notice, my friends, God says we are finally going to repent. Yes, God says we're finally going to repent. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water and a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Speaking of the very end time of man's rule, this is a prophecy for the end time house of Israel, the United States, and the British people. You can scoff, belittle these words of God and those proclaiming this message, but that won't change God's word. May God help you to wake up and repent and escape the worst time in human history, which is speedily coming on this world. Now the good news is Christ is returning to save man from annihilation and to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. What blessings that will be. My friends, request our free articles, Nations in Decline, and the article, The Knowledge That Counts. Call us. The Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.